Trinity Sunday, Year A. A reading from the book of Exodus. So he cut two tablets of stone like the first, and with the two tablets of stone in his hands, Moses went up Mount Sinai in the early morning, as the Lord had ordered. And the Lord descended in a cloud, and stood with him there, and pronounced the name, the Lord. Then the Lord passed before him, and called out, "The Lord, the Lord, God of tenderness and compassion, slow to anger, rich in faithful love and constancy." Moses immediately bowed to the ground in worship. Then he said, "If indeed I do enjoy your favor, please, my Lord, come with us, although they are an obstinate people, and forgive our faults and sins, and adopt us as your heritage." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Glory and praise forever. Blessed are you, Lord, God of our ancestors. Glory and praise forever. Blessed is your glorious and holy name. Glory and praise forever. Blessed are you in the temple of your holy glory. Glory and praise forever. Blessed are you on the throne of your kingship. Glory and praise forever. Blessed are you enthroned on the cherubim who fathomed the abyss. Glory and praise forever. Blessed in the expanse of the heavens. Glory and praise forever. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Finally, brothers and sisters, we wish you joy. Put things in order. Encourage one another. Have a common mind and live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with the holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to God who is, who was, and who is to come. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "For God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. For God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but so that the world might be saved through him. One who believes in him will not be judged, but whoever does not believe is judged already, for not believing in the name of God's only begotten Son." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.